our righteous predecessors, Salaf al-Salih, when they used to be gathered, before they leave and depart from one another, they used to tell each other three statements. Even when they send a message to one another from across the countries, they used to end the message with these three statements. What are these three statements that the scholars used to tell each other and remind each other about? They used to say, من أصلح سريرته أصلح الله على نيته ومن أصلح ما بينه وبين الله أصلح الله ما بينه وبين الناس ومن كانت الآخرة أكبر همه كفاه الله هم دنياه. What a profound statement. If we apply it, wallahi, you will be successful in the dunya, in the akhirah. Three statements. Let's take them one by one. Whomsoever fix his secret, private affairs, Allah will fix his external affairs. Whomsoever fix sarira is a plural of sir. Sir means secret. Yani whomsoever focus on himself when he's alone. When he's alone in privacy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fix his external. Unfortunately, many of us focus on the external. How big is the beard? How short is the thawb? What people think about me? Huh? And we neglect the inner. But it is the other way around. Focus on the a'mal al-qalbiyya, the actions of the heart, automatically the outside will be fixed. If you notice the seven people under the shade of Allah, look at their a'mal, you will notice that at least three of them, they got that honor of being under the shade of Allah when there's no shade except His shade, because their behavior when they are alone is unbelievable. Number one, the first one, he gave charity. Look how secretive. The level that his left hand does not know what his right hand gave secretly. And the second, he was alone with the woman that was so gorgeous and with a high status, and she told him, fear Allah, and he immediately stopped. He left that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was 1 second decision when he was alone. And the third one, وَرَجُلٌ خَلَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa said that a man was alone at night and he remembered Allah, فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ, and his eyes start weeping alone. That's the secret word. And I always repeat, ya akhwan, you want to know who you are, how strong is your iman, what is your status with Allah, check your actions when you're alone. Now in the masjid, look at these beautiful faces. Everybody's pious. But when you're alone, how do you behave? When the parents are away, when the wife is away, what do you do? When you are in a vacation and nobody knows you, how do you act? This is you. Here, everybody's pious. Everybody looks great. Alone, when you're alone. Subhanallah. The more, because, you know, we focus on what the people see and we neglect where is the center of attention of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Sahih Muslim, إن الله لا ينظر, لا ينظر. Allah does not look at your attire and your wealth. ولكن, but Allah looks at your heart and your actions. We focus on what the people see and we ignore and neglect what Allah is looking at. This is the center of attention of Allah. So, listen carefully to this statement. The more the heart is involved in ibadah, the higher the reward of that ibadah. I will repeat. The action or the amount of reward of any ibadah, it depends on how much was the heart involved in that ibadah. Is it clear? Let me give you an example. Two people praying. They are both, to me, as a human being, looking, they are both praying. One guy came because he wants to meet somebody. He doesn't pray in Jama'ah. And the other guy made 5, 6 intentions before he comes. I want to walk to the masjid with every step hasana 27 times more. I'm going to say salam to my brothers and I'm going to earn the salam. He made all these intentions. To me, I'm looking, I'm seeing two people praying. One, his reward is very simple, and the other is from here to the heavens. Because he was focusing and putting all that attention and khushu'ah. To me, they look the same, but the more the heart is involved in ibadah, the more the ibadah is being rewarding. And that applies fasting, charity, any ibadah, reading the Quran, making dua, all of that. How much is the heart involved in that ibadah? That will increase the reward of the ibadah. So the first, fix your inside. Allah will fix the outside. Second, fix what's between you and Allah. Allah will fix what's between you and mankind. You have problems at home. You have problems at work. You have problems in your life. You have problems everywhere. You do not talk to your cousin. You don't talk to your in-laws. You don't talk to these people. You have always have problems with others. Fix your relationship with Allah. Allah will fix your relationship with everybody around you. What does it mean, fix your relationship with Allah? Fix your salat. Wallahi, if you look at our salat, subhanallah. How many of us here now cannot wait for Fajr? Can't wait for the next salat. How many of us felt, subhanallah, arihna biha ya Bilal, ya Bilal? Ya Bilal, make the iqam as we want to feel at ease. Wallahi, maybe you are more worried than before we started. There's no feeling in the salat. Fix the salat to the best of your ability. Concentrate, focus as much as you can. Fix your siyam, fix your zakat. Stay away from what Allah has prohibited. You want Allah to fix your relationship with your mother, with your son, with your daughter? Huh? Fix your relationship with Him. Stay away from what He does not like. You know, there's a huge, listen to this statement. There's a huge difference between slipping into a sin, falling into a sin, and planning for a sin. We all slip. Astaghfirullah, I made a mistake. I sneaked a look. There's a difference between somebody passing by the gambling machine, and he put a dollar and he made istighfar, and a guy who's sitting down in Dallas planning his trip to Vegas and when he's going to do this and when he's going to do that. There's a huge difference between both. This guy slipped and he made istighfar. He moment of weakness, and the other guy's planning. There's a huge difference. So stay away from what Allah has prohibited. Allah will fix your relationship with others. And the last one. Make the akhirah your main concern. Allah will take care of all your dunya concerns. Wallahi, akhwan, every single one of us, if I ask them, brother, make a list of the things that are worrying you. Wallahi, every single one of us said, Sheikh, can I make 3 lists? Every one of us have so many things. And subhanallah, as a matter of fact, the last statement is very similar to a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whomsoever make the akhirah his main concern, Allah will take care of all his concerns. Similar, very similar. So what does it mean, make the akhirah your main concern? What does it mean? Before I make any move, before I make any decisions, before I utter any statement, is it pleasing to Allah? Yes, Bismillah. Is that job pleasing to Allah? Even if it's paying $500,000 a year, wallahi, if it's not pleasing to Allah, refuse it. That was just a test sent your way to see how you're gonna react. That sale that you were tempted to make, and you know it's haram, but the shaitan came and said, you give half of it to the masjid, as if Allah needs our money. Inna Allah tayyib wa la yaqbal illa tayyib. Allah is pure and He only accepts what's pure. The shaitan whispered, give half of it to the masjid and you feel good. He came and tempted you and whispered, make the akhirah your main concern. Is this major I'm majoring in college, that jobs that it provides, are they pleasing to Allah? Because you don't know how many people, they were not very religious and they went to school. And then during the school, they became very religious already, invested 3-4 years in haram major. And then, what am I going to do, Sheikh? I already invested 3-4 years in this major and I just found out that all the jobs from this major are haram. Quit. Wallahi, Allah will replace you. Allah will give you something better because you left something only for His sake. Any statement, before I say it, is it pleasing to Allah? Bismillah. You know, sometimes we, like I was telling the brothers the other day, we throw statements and we do not know how damaging they are. So how often does your son visit you, Khalid? That's it? Assalamu alaikum. He threw a bomb. He made the brother think, subhanallah. That's it? My son visits me once a month, and his son visits him 2-3 times a week. He calls his son, he fights with him. So how much money do you make? Shafaqat? That's it? He did not raise you for 2 years? I don't know what kind of boss do you have. He goes to the mother-in-law. So how often does she invite you over? Wallahi, once every 2 weeks. That's it? My daughter-in-law, every day. You see, you think, those statements, are they beneficial? You just threw a poisoned arrow at someone and you ruined someone's life without even you noticing. Or maybe you are noticing. Because many people, unfortunately, we're going into a different topic now. Many people, unfortunately, they love to see others down so they feel better. So they try to throw and ruin your home so my home is safer, my home is better. Wallahi, this is a disease. This is a disease. So, ya akhwan, imagine, look at this. Look at this statement. Make the akhirah your concern. All I'm concerned is the pleasure of Allah. Allah will take care of all my dunya concerns. Subhanallah. I will end with this. If I ask you right now, what is your main concern? How many of us, honestly, how many of us will say, I'm so concerned whether that salat I just prayed was accepted or not? Zero. Every night, Sheikh, I'm getting, I don't know, I'm going to the hellfire, I'm going to Jannah. Very concerned, ya Sheikh. I'm very concerned that the Hajj just came with, was it accepted or was it not? I'm very concerned, is my mother pleased with me? Did she die? Did my father die and he was pleased with me? This is, the concerns are always matters that are pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is when the Akhirah is my main concern. My main concern. If we put all these three together, what is the first one? What's the first one? Fix your secret, Allah will fix your outside. Automatically you fix your secret, automatically the beard will come. Automatically all the other stuff that people, يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ. They fear the people and they do not fear Allah, even though Allah is with them. Second, fix your relationship with Allah, Allah will fix your relationship with others. And third, make the akhirah your main concern, Allah will take care of all your dunya concerns. May Allah make us from the people who listen and apply. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds our best deeds and our last words, La ilaha illallah. Assalamu alaikum.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.